If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Luke, the second chapter, verse 25. We ministered from this portion of God's Word last Sunday. We'll do a quick review, and then we're moving on to other truths that God has told us. Last Sunday, we spoke on the wealth of waiting. We're not a patient society. We're not very patient. Just don't get in someone's way on the freeway or anywhere else. Everybody's in a hurry. We've got a lot to do, and get out of my way. Here we go. But in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 25, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Praise God. And his word came by the Spirit, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took Simeon, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thee. Hallelujah. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Praise God. Let's bow. Father, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that it brings to our lives. And we thank you, God, that the greatest victories of the kingdom of God are just going to be lived, and we experience that in the years to come. Father, we thank you for all that you've done over these 49 and a half years. And I thank you, the best is yet to come. And we take courage and take strength in God's word. Amen. I don't think there's anyone in this audience, but that you have some things in your life, some desires for victory and so on, that you would like to see certain things come to pass. We all have something that we're waiting for. When you don't have anything you're waiting for, then it's time to go home. It's time to do something else. And as I looked at this portion of God's word, God has just burned this into my heart. Simeon was a just man, a devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel. It didn't happen overnight. And so many times the things of God do not happen overnight. I don't think I would be off track if I were to say there are things that the Myers are still believing God to happen. 13th chapter of Psalm said, how long, O Lord? We've all asked that question. How long? But I believe with all of my heart that the year that is before us is going to be the year that we're going to see the manifestation of so many things that all of us are believing God for. Amen. We're going to see it. We're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. It's been a trying year for many. It's been a trying year for us. But God has put a victory in my heart. We've come through. We're coming out. We're moving on. Amen. And God will bless. God will bless those who stand and are fervent in their standing. Simeon, as I looked at Simeon believed God's word. Now, church, let us never forget in Calvary Cathedral International, whatever you call it, we are a word church. We preach the word, we teach the word, we do the word as best we know how. And from the very beginning, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, he had told me, he said, this is an answer to prayer for a church like this to be in Fort Worth and in every city, that God would raise up ministers that would put their faith on the line in the Word of God. Amen. Someone said, are you still in faith? I don't know any other way to look at it. Everything we do is faith. Salvation is by faith. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is by faith. A successful marriage is built on faith and the promises of God. A better life, a better job, greater opportunities, household salvation. It's not a matter of numbers. It's a matter of believing that God said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Simeon believed God's word. The word of God tells us in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing. We've all been there, but don't stay there. I said we've all been there, but don't stay there. Be not weary in well-doing. You've done the right thing. Now just commit it to God and keep shouting the victory. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Simeon was a faithful man. Simeon was a faithful man. You know, God spoke to me and said, all you need is a dedicated core of 300 people that believe my word and are committed to the leadership of the house and want to see the greatness of God. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Hallelujah. And I believe our church is more unified at this point. We've come through some testing times. We have. We've come through some pruning times, come through some testing times. But as it was with Gideon, we found out that God, with a fraction of the number that was there before, can do more through those that are dedicated to him. And together as a team effort, we can make it by faith. Simeon was a faithful man. You know, there's something that goes beyond being faithful. A missionary whose plane crashed in Guatemala, Jim Zirkle, in one of the books that he wrote on leadership, he said, it's possible to be faithful without being loyal. And boy, that is really a truth. You can show up, but not show up in a good spirit. You can be around, but not really be a team member. You can be around and have your own agenda, not the agenda of the Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But you see, he was not only a faithful man, Simeon was a loyal man. And Simeon did not quit. Simeon stayed where God had placed him. You know, to me, that temple must have been a boring, I don't like to say it like that, but I mean, that's not the livest thing I can think of, a temple back then. But Simeon was there. He was faithful to be there. He was faithful to offer sacrifices. And he was a loyal man. He was a loyal man. The Holy Ghost led and empowered Simeon. And as I looked at this precious man, we're all waiting for something. And there's a wealth in waiting. If we got everything we wanted exactly when we want it, it would still not be right. God's calendar and God's time clock is not always our time clock and not always our calendar. But I'm telling you that God does keep his word. And there are people across this room, you're believing God for certain things. I'm here to encourage you. Build it on the faith of God's eternal word. This is not a Las Vegas slot machine. This is not the lottery. We have a God who made promises, and God keeps his word, and God will honor the promises that he has made to us. You see, Simeon stood on God's word and promise, and God honored that word. Simeon stood on God's word and promise, but he held in his arms the very Son of the living God. Can you imagine, after all those years of waiting, that when this couple walked in and he held in his arms Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as the song was just sung, a baby changes everything. Literally. You who still remember, you know, they have so many of these little convenient things for babies, but I remember how you used to dip a diaper in the commode and hold on tight, you know. Anybody remember those days? It's all different now. Yeah, it's all different. But a baby still changes everything. No matter how many modern day diapers you may have, or you've lost down the... Oh, I believe Simeon's spirit is here today. And we are and we will see the manifested glory of God. For the word of God said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord. Now, I'm going to get it as quickly as you can possibly get it, personality. But at the same time, I've learned that everything doesn't come overnight. Answers to prayer do not come overnight. What you desire to see in the cry of your heart doesn't just happen because you need for it to happen. But I'm here to tell you, just as Simeon kept his faith on the line, kept believing God, whatever the desire of your heart is, if it's right and if it's in line with God's word, get ready. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And that consolation of Israel wanted to take their part. God sent. Hallelujah. God sent him. You know, as I looked at Simeon, he had God's word. He believed God's word. Don't become weary in standing on the word. Don't become weary in what you're believing God for. Abraham, some 25 years lapsed before the son of promise came. 25 years. You know, nowadays, things move so quickly on television. You can just see one clip after another. And everything's go, go, get, whoa, whoa, on the move. But some things take time. And I've seen God do so many things in this church and so many things that Joe and I have believed God for. Didn't happen overnight, but it did come to pass. And what was not of God, it also did come to pass. Pass on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It came to pass. Satan sent it to stay, but it came to pass. I want to say that again. Satan sent it to stay, but God permitted that for it to pass. And you say, well, what is the wealth of waiting? Well, your eternal rewards grow and grow here on earth. Did you know this? As I understand the word of God, there's nothing you can do after you draw your last breath to accumulate any further reward or blessing. What is going to happen in that final moment when God not judging us to throw us out of heaven, not that. But what's going to happen is that during this period of time, God gives us a space of time. You know why I want an extended, healthy life? So I can see more souls saved. So we can see more people filled with the Holy Spirit. So that we can see the moving of God's Holy Spirit. I know we're in kind of a lull time in the kingdom of God today. And everything's slick copy. And either something's very small and just dragging on, trying to keep things together, or it's the fastest growing thing in the community. But let me tell you, God looks for fruit. God looks for fruit. What was the number this morning he came forward? 79. On Sunday morning. Through our history, that hasn't happened. I mean, last Sunday morning, it was, I believe, 37. So, but you say, well, did they all get saved? How do you know they're saved? Well, how do I know you're saved? By their fruits, ye shall know them. And not everyone that any of us witness to, there's 100%. But I'll tell you one thing, they can never stand before the throne in that last day and say, no one ever told me about Jesus. I'd rather go out and win 1,000 and say only 800 of them really prayed the sinner's prayer than to face him in the day of judgment and said, yeah, we had some really good talents. You brought us through tornadoes and fires and storms, but we hid our talent. We played it safe. We didn't want to go out and be criticized. We didn't want to do extravagant things that people would question our motives and our motivations. So we just hid it and did nothing with it. Amen. My home pastor a number of years ago, Brother Carl Alcorn, he said, I'm trying to think of the exact way that he said it. I'd rather aim at something and miss it every time than aim at nothing and hit it every time. That's what he said. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep swinging the bat from the left, from the right. We're going to continue to go out. And there's always disappointments when you go out. There's always some turnout, and occasionally there's some that don't. But we're not the judge of that. Our command from the commander is go. Two-thirds of God's name is go. G-O-D. So your eternal rewards grow and grow. So every extra day we're on this earth, whenever that time comes, and God allots us more time, he's giving us more time to win more souls, to see more signs, wonders, and miracles, to encourage others along the pathway of life. And it's amazing when you've done some of the things that God's been so gracious to do through this ministry and through us, that it encourages young ministers. I couldn't tell you how many calls come in and say that Calvary and Pastor, your leadership has been a tremendous encouragement to us. So it lets the eternal reward grow and grow. Also, your earthly faith or your faith on this earth grows stronger. My faith is stronger today than it was a few years ago. And your faith is stronger in God than it was a few years ago. Because we're here for a few more years. Praise God. It's been said no one hangs around here long unless they're halfway serious about God. Well, that's true. That's true because we keep the pedal to the metal. Hallelujah. But your earthly faith, my faith, I mean, there are things that would have devastated me a few years ago that today, when things come, you just hook your faith up and just believe God and say, God, you've done it before, do it again. Amen. That's God's way of doing things. And then many need, listen to this, many need your DNA, that God that is inside you. There are people in this audience, many people in this audience, a majority of this audience, you have what no one else has just like you have it. And God will lead you to people that are going through some stuff or a lot of stuff because your DNA has already passed the test. And you've believed God. So with good conscience, you can tell them, not just in a religious tone of voice, but listen, I've been there. I've experienced what you've experienced. I understand where you're coming from. But I also want to tell you that my God supplies all of my need. That my God will supply all of your need. When you hang out for a while, you accumulate this precious growing of faith, that your faith groweth exceedingly. Praise God. Oh, I love that. And you know another thing that I think is so wonderful? You get to see the outworking of your faith. You know, if you just believe God for something, went off the scene of action. I am so thankful. We are seeing and we have seen God. There's no reason in the world we should still be a church except for God. I mean, we were out of business according to the statistics in 2000. God has relocated us. God has provided a school that we never had. And so when you live a little longer and you live a healthy extension of your life, you get to see the outworking of your faith. Hallelujah. Did you get that now? I really said something there. You get to see the outworking of your faith. Not just a good teaching or a good sermon, but you get to see the outworking of your faith. Things that happened because you believed God. Things that happened because you gave. Things that happened because you drove a bus and went out into the communities. Things that happened because you went out knocking doors. Brother Wayne, I have never seen as many open hearts as there are during this time. And soul winners come back saying, it's easier to win souls today than ever before. Because things are in such a mess, people are searching for answers. And they know that only God has the answer. Oh, praise God. But you get to see the outworking. Listen to me. Hallelujah. I can say there's life after a tornado. There's life after almost losing the property downtown way back years ago because we couldn't find anyone to help us. And yet God did. I can say there is hope, there is help when there's no hope or help in sight. Because God's on the throne. We serve a miracle-working God. He'll work through you if you're young. He'll work for you when you're old and gray. God will do it. Amen. We get to see the outworking of our faith. I've told you before, but I want to keep it alive inside of me. You know, back several years ago, we bought the church downtown on the top of the hill, which was roughly around 5 acres. But the hillside and the parking that was developed later on was not part of our purchase package. And yet it came available because the thing went into bankruptcy some way. We bought it out of New Mexico. We bought that 8 acres back. I knew we had to have that 8 acres. Didn't know why. Didn't know a storm would come. Did not know some of the things we would face. But the opportunity came, and we bought that hillside, praise God. And then when we came to getting our note financed, which means this is the way we can keep the property and stay here, they said, we want that 8 acres to be part of the package. And they said to my face, because you're probably not going to make it. And if you don't make it, we not only want the church on top of the hill, we want the 8 acres there. We want the whole package. And my little faith voice inside of me said, watch our smoke. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, we had to deed it over. And it was gone 13 years. That's a long time. Abraham waited 25 years. We waited 13 years until one day, three men came into my office, Jewish real estate agent, a Jewish owner, and a banker, and said, that 8 acres has been a Jonah ever since we've had it. We can't sell it to anybody. And by that time, it was $7 million worth of property, from $650,000 to $7 million. Folks, this church has so many miracles, I can't deny it. That God's part of the fabric of this house. I'm not that smart. None of us are that smart. And so I said, well, they said, make us an offer. I thought, well, $1 million. God said, eh. I said, 500,000. And finally I said, gentlemen, we will give you $100,000 and close anytime you want to close. I knew the bank would work with us on that. And they shook their head, closed their briefcase like business people do, and walked out. Don't call us, we'll call you. Within 2 weeks, they called us and said, your offer has been accepted. And Sunbelt Saving over in Dallas, who had the note. I mean, it was all that crazy time of real estate and all. It was just a very strange time, but it worked for us. And therefore, we were able to sell to Pier 1 what they needed. It wouldn't have worked the way it was. But with the added 8 acres, folks, God's work. I'm not exalting me. No. They didn't teach us all this in Bible college. But I'm telling you, we serve a miracle-working God. And God's as real to me as my hand. I have seen the goodness of God. I have seen miracles. I have seen God go beyond. Praise God. You press it as far as you can press it and then reach out a little bit more. With the miracles that God has worked, I just have to say, to God be the glory. And we get to see the outworking of what God has done. Hebrews 10:36 said, "For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise." So there's been a delay, but delays are not denials. Delays are not denials. Amen. Praise God. Delays are not denials. James 1, chapter 1, verse 2. "Know this, the trying of your faith worketh patience." Now, I know we want it right now, but that's what the Word of God said. And then in James 1, 4, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing." Hallelujah. Let patience have her perfect work. I just want to say to every one of you, if your heart's in this house, you got here just in time. And if we keep our faith hooked up, we're getting ready to see the goodness of God in a very special way accelerated. You can smell it. You can sense it. It's in the atmosphere. It's a new day at Calvary Cathedral. It's a new day. And we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Tony, do you have that footage? I was out in a minister's meeting at the mountain there with Kenneth Copeland. Is it ready to go? I haven't seen it myself in some time, but I just felt led of God to share. I think it's about 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. Go right ahead, Tony.
Lord, I'll tell him. Bob Nichols, I heard your voice. Lord, when is that phase going to come to pass that you talk to me about, that I keep expecting, that I keep looking for? And the answer is now. It's now. It is now. And it's far bigger and has far more power and is more majestic than you have dreamed that it is. This phase of your ministry will overshadow all the rest of all of these years. And it begins now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Well, Brother Bob, I heard something else. The Lord said he thought it had gone so long that it wasn't going to come to pass. He thought that at this stage in life and been in the ministry this long, that if this stage was ever going to come, it probably would have already come. No, you see, the thing is so large and the thing takes so much seasoning and grounding, it took this long for heaven to prepare it. It's now. It's now. It's now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Oh, let's stand to our feet and give glory to God here today. Hallelujah. 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 Let's rejoice in the things that you're waiting for and the things that you're believing for and the things that are in your heart shall come to pass. They shall come to pass. Oh, could we lift our hands and give God all glory? Father, we lift our hearts. We lift our hands to you. And we say, glory be to God. There's a wealth in the waiting. Oh, a wealth that goes beyond dollars and cents. The wealth of faith, the wealth of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the wealth of seeing what only God could do.